At a news conference Friday in Turin, International Olympic Committee spokeswoman Giselle Davies announced that samples from the Austrians did not show up any adverse findings.
The IOC would like to stress that the doping controls of Saturday evening and their ensuing results that we have today are only one element in this undoubtedly wider affair. The IOC takes this affair very seriously and is determined to do everything that it can within its powers to bring full clarity to what has happened in the past days.
IOC Medical Commission Chairman Arne Lundquist said that even though the initial tests were negative, doping violations may have taken place and that the investigation is ongoing.
It's just as much a violation to be in possession of doping substances or have attempted to use them or distribute it to others. All those are doping violations.
The six cross-country skiers and four biathletes were given unannounced doping tests last Saturday while Italian police raided the team's housing in a search for equipment that could be used in blood doping. The raids were conducted after it was discovered that band coach Walter Meyer was with the Austrian team. Meyer had been banned from the Olympics following allegations of blood doping at the 2002 Games in Salt Lake City. Reporting from Turin, this is Steve Shive, VOA Sports.